This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman. Today, we are discussing Million Dollar Beach House, the Netflix hit with Mike and Noelle from Nest Seekers. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm thrilled to be chatting with you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Noelle, looks like you're in a beautiful Hamptons home. Are you?
I am. I'm out in the Hamptons. I'm where I live right now. I'm in East Hampton.
Nice. Is it a home that you own or you're trying to sell or just are renting?
Just a home I've been renting for a couple of years.
How's the scene been this summer with real estate for you guys with COVID?
Very, very busy. And I'm sure Mike would attest any broker out here has been busier than they've ever been since about March. So yeah, people flocked out of Manhattan into the surrounding suburbs, Jersey, upstate New York, Connecticut, and of course out in the Hamptons. So we've been very, very busy helping people with short-term rental needs. And then a lot of those renters are turning into buyers now, so which is good.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mike?
So yeah, absolutely. To Noelle's point, it's such a robust market. So we went through 2 years of really, you know, it being a down market and being really hard to find buyers and sellers to meet and agree on something. Now things are transacting so quickly. It's like nothing we've ever seen before. So the market has just gone crazy. And thankfully, all the Hamptons agents have been able to benefit from it.
I've heard that like you can't get a move-in ready house in the Hamptons anymore. Like there's just none left.
Oh, in real estate, everything's a possibility.
Yeah.
Right, Noelle?
You gotta make it happen. You gotta talk to the right broker, but we can get you taken care of.
Exactly.
Do you guys miss doing open houses and the parties that we saw on the show?
Oh. Yeah, that was a really fun kind of time capsule of life before COVID. You know, you're throwing these big bashes. Now, we're saving money. We're not dropping $20,000 on a party.
Exactly.
But what was really interesting is a lot of brokers had to discover the internet this past spring, you know?
What does that mean?
As in, they have no idea how to work Instagram. I'm getting calls like, what's this Snapchat thing? I'm like, all right. You know, it's just stick with Instagram.
Our job as a whole in the Hamptons in real estate, you know, there's a large generation of incredibly powerful agents out here that are a little bit older and aren't used to this Instagram new way of technology of getting videos out there and marketing in a whole different way than it used to be, where you put something in a magazine, it gets picked up, it gets read. Things are a lot different now. Everything's virtual. Everything is just imagining being there and using that technology to your advantage.
What's the most expensive house you sold this summer?
So who would like to go first?
No, I'll say it hasn't been a crazy summer price rise. 2.5. Yeah, nothing crazy.
So high volume, but not high prices.
But yeah, and majority of my deals that I've done have been rentals.
Wow.
So yeah, yes.
So luckily I have a custom build that we're closing on next week. It's at $2.5 million. I have a $4.5 million deal in contract currently. And
nice.
I have another deal. Yeah, thank you. And I have another deal in Quag at about $1.5 million that we're closing. So we're all over the place. But the rental market, I mean, it's dozens and dozens of rentals opposed to doing, you know, 5 to 10 rentals in a year. You know, you're doing over 50. It's a complete change. To Noelle's point, it's the rental market that has taken off. Everything when it comes to inventory has been reduced so much that everybody's staying in these homes. They're extending from Labor Day all the way to January 1st, which has never been seen before.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting time for the Hamptons market.
Interesting. Okay. I love real estate, which is why I wanted to ask. We'll come back to it.
That's awesome.
Let's talk about the show.
Yeah.
How are you guys adjusting to fame? I feel like Netflix fame comes hot and fast, and it must be crazy.
So you know, I don't know about you, Mike, but I kind of stayed indoors for the first couple of days after after it premiered. I was just peeking out my window, but when I hit Main Street a couple times, I was getting stopped a lot. And a lady, I told this to Mike a couple days ago. A lady followed me into the parking lot last week. I could sense that she was following me. I was like, okay, she's always there. And then she eventually followed me into the parking lot. And then she was like, she showed me a photo of our Southampton office, of the outside of our Bridgehampton office, of like three of our offices, where she had just taken a photo from the outside. And so it was like, oh, it's a little much, but I love the support. I love the fans. It's fun getting recognized.
Mike, what about you?
Yeah. So for me, it's been a lot of the same. I didn't have really a crazy footprint on Instagram. I had like 500 followers. Nobody really knew who I was. It would be my mom and my dad that would like my pictures, and it's turned into this incredible thing. And it's because of the Netflix platform and our business and, this show that's really, done some incredible things for us. I mean, the biggest change I'm seeing is, you know, the unfortunate side is people will now come to your properties just to meet you.
Oh God.
So, which is nice. You know, of course, every call you get, you want to be able to show the house, but as soon as you get there, they're like, oh my God, we saw your show. We love you guys. It is such a big compliment, but you know, at the same time, we're trying to work. It's just, that's, it's such creepy. A funny, yeah, no, it's not. It's nice to see people passionate and happy about the show. You know, they're talking, and that's the exciting part. And Netflix and everyone did such an incredible job with this. I mean, we didn't think it was going to be this big, and we're very happy with it.
I feel like because Selling Sunset just came back and that was a hit, everyone who liked Selling Sunset probably got served Million Dollar Beach House just like when they log into Netflix. And so there was like a really good foundation for viewers. I feel like this happened back in the winter with The Circle and then Too Hot to Handle, like when they grouped the shows
circle
together.
Is so good.
Mike, I think you should go on The Circle. I feel like you I feel like you would win people over.
I don't know. It's all dependent, because they might be like, his personality, you know, I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's, you know, it's funny how sometimes, you know, with those shows, you never know what you're going to get, right? It's it's all like virtual. Incredible. And they could probably film that during any time. We have a different kind of show. It's very interactive. We throw parties, you know, it's open houses. That show is perfect for times like today.
They should do it. They can get a Hamptons house. Oh, that's probably too expensive for production. How do you
be too bad. I'll give them a great deal.
Okay. We'll see if we can put you in touch. You know, you guys know some people through the Netflix connection.
Yeah, we might.
And I guess I'm also just curious, like, were you surprised by the show? So I presume it filmed last year. Mike, I checked out your Instagram. I saw that your son recently turned one. So we've got the timestamp there. Congratulations. How's he
Thank
doing?
Thank you so much. Oh my God. He's amazing. He's just running around. And now we have to just baby proof everything, because like anything that's dangerous is the only thing he goes to. It's like, it's nerve wracking, but it's been such a journey. It's taught me so much, and it's given me a whole new perspective on life. Like, I never knew I could love something that much.
Aw, that's awesome.
You really, no, dude, I mean it. I get emotional even just thinking about it. I'm a mush. I'm an Italian mush from Long Island.
Yeah, don't make me cry, Mike.
I know. It's just, he's seen me go through it. You know, we've all been so close together, and he knew all my worries, and you know, it's just unbelievable that we've all been through this journey together, and they actually captured it like in real time, really what happened. It's kudos to Netflix and everybody at the production side. It's really been an experience. It's unbelievable.
Noelle, how do you feel about it? Cause I feel like you are kind of a little bit of the villain, although it's not such a classical villain, but I feel like that's a little bit of your role of the show. Were you surprised to see that?
A little bit. but not really. Yeah, actually I was. I was very surprised. only because I didn't film as much as everybody else filmed. I feel like
really?
Mike was filming constantly. He was like, yeah, and JB, they were filming a lot. I was a little bit more like reserved during the filming. There were probably a lot more scenes that I could have jumped in. And so, you know, I've been holding my breath for like a year, as we all have, just to kind of see what it looks like and see what was included, what wasn't included. So it was definitely an interesting watch. Yeah.
Interesting. What does your brother think? I feel like if you didn't film that much, your brother is probably like, I'm just visiting for a few days. And now he's on 2 of 6 episodes of the show.
You know what?
Crazy.
All my favorite scenes, because my brother lived in Korea for like 6-7 years. I didn't see him. And so to have him come and we got to celebrate a birthday together, like
that was awesome.
It was so awesome. It's so amazing. The birthday scene and the pool party and having my brother be able to make a couple cameos. I love that kid so much. He got a lot of looks.
He did.
Got a lot of looks. Yeah.
he made all my favorite scenes.
He did. He's such a rock star. And
he is.
You know, I love seeing him on camera. He did a lot of acting, as you know, in South Korea. And I got to see, every time I saw, like, he was like no big deal for him to be on camera. So every time he was in like a movie or he did like a drama or something, it was like, send me the clip of you like on TV. I want to see my brother on camera. He was just like, all right. He'd send me things here or there, but it was never like a big priority because it's like a job to him. Mm-hmm. And so to see us both on, he told me a couple of years back, several years ago, he's like, if you ever learned Korean and came to Korea, you know, we would clean up. Like people would, and he tried to teach me Korean, failed miserably.
Doesn't look easy.
It's not. He makes it look easy, but it's not.
He makes it look easy.
Yeah. So I was so glad and thrilled that he got to make a couple cameos.
I would say more than a couple. I feel like him and your sunglasses were like the co-stars in the Noel story.
And you know what's crazy? I've gotten like 20 DMs. Hey, my boyfriend wants to know where you got your glasses. It's like,
they were cool.
Right, okay.
Where did you get them?
H&M. That's it.
Really?
They're not like, they weren't $5,000.
No free plugs.
I got them
no
at H&M.
No free plugs,
you're right.
No free plugs.
No free plugs. Send me a check, H&M.
That's hilarious. H&M does have some great like high-low stuff. I totally agree.
They're great stores.
Yeah, it's a great store. I was actually driving down the highway a couple days ago and I like saw an H&M off the side and I was like, should I stop? I haven't been to one in so long. I love it. It was in Connecticut, so I didn't stop. But you'll
notice something. This is completely off topic. You go into some of these stores. I just went to Brooks Brothers to get some clothes. They had a 50% off sale.
Close out,
but
because of
COVID, they have nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, even though they have these sales, there isn't any inventory even in fashion right now. Like the spring line never made it because spring was, you know, never really happened. We were in quarantine. So
totally.
All those clothes, because I was in fashion, that's why I think of it.
Sure.
You know, it's funny how it's, you can't get anything, even though you can shop. So.
Did you imagine you'd end up on TV at some point when you were modeling?
So after doing modeling, I did high fashion modeling, predominantly in Milan, but pretty much all over the world. I thought my life was done with the camera. I never thought I'd be back on camera. I said, I'm going to hang up my underwear and I'm going to call it a day. I'm going to call it a day. And then I became a real estate agent and then pop, here we go again. And I can never pass up an opportunity like this to be involved with a cast like this. I don't really even call them a cast. They're, you know, part of our firm, our team. It's, you know, we're real estate agents that are just trying to make it, you know. Take care of our families.
How did the show come together? Like what was presented to you when production started?
Yeah, Mike, you could take that one because I think you were involved much longer than I was.
Yeah. So, not to go into too much detail because it'll bore you. Trust me.
I guarantee you wouldn't. I love production stories, but keep going.
So, I'm fairly new to the real estate business. I started in 2018 at the end of it. Really new. I was very hungry. So when you first get your license in New York State and pretty much every state, a brokerage has to hold your license. That's the only way they have to hold your license so you could take the state test. they have to like literally be involved in every bit of your process. So when I was with another brokerage other than Nest Seekers, I started going after a ton of builders. I got extremely aggressive. And luckily, I ran into people from Nest Seekers. And they were like, listen, you're a young guy. We want you to come over to us. You fit our brand. This could really work. Within 7 days, I got a call from my CEO, Eddie Shapiro, a legend in real estate, and the owner of Nest Seekers. And he told me, hey, listen, I have this incredible opportunity for you. I can't tell you what platform, but just think of the biggest platform. And I'm just like,
and you were
what
like, bravo. Just kidding.
I'm like, yeah, ABC. It's Netflix. I mean, it was just like, I could not believe when I heard what the platform was, and that would be a Netflix original. I mean, my heart dropped. So, you know, we had, you know, a certain direction we were going, and we completely kind of changed gears, brought on JB Andreassi, Jim Giuliano, Peggy, and Noel. And it just created a perfect melody of characters, I'd like to say. And it's been a year and a half in the making of just putting this together, getting it to the finish line, making sure we're as authentic as we can be to ourselves, but also have listings. So when you first start off that first year, it's an apprenticeship. Even right. The first 2 years, you're not making money. Anybody that tells you you're going to be making money the first few months, unless you hit a golden horseshoe, you're not going to. You got to work, and you got to work really hard. It takes time. So, you know, being thrown into a show like this and Netflix and the producers wanting everything to be, you know, our listings, our properties, you know, we really had
authentic.
To, yeah, we had to put our best foot forward and be authentic and, you know, really get these listings and Patty Shack and every listing we're all involved with. I mean, it was a lot of work, but I mean, it all paid off because every reaction's real. Because, you know, it's painful, you know, when certain things happen and these are your clients, they are your buyers, you know.
Did you all work together already?
So who, myself and the rest of
like
the team?
Like the six of you. Yeah. Like, were you all already working together?
Me and JB met when we were 15 years old. JB Andreassi. We've known each other forever since I was a little kid. I've known the rest of the cast. So like Peggy worked in another office at Nest Seekers in New York City for 10 years. She's been doing it a long time. Noel was a little bit newer to the group when he came in, which was an awesome addition. He's brought a lot of spice into the group, and, you know, keeping us on his toes because he's bringing some crazy listings. And it's like, we now have that power team that like we've always wanted. It takes some time, you know, and you know, we've pivoted a few times and now, you know, I say we, meaning our team, we're all here, you know, and it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how it all started and we ended up here talking to you.
And I'm so happy you are. Noel, what's your relationship like with Peggy these days? Speaking of the team.
Pretty good. We're cordial. We're friendly. I know there's a lot of hot, contentious moments throughout the show. And so it was interesting to like, I forget what I did 2 months ago. So it was really interesting to go back and watch all of last summer, all of those kind of heated moments and like relive those briefly. But our relationship now is pretty good. We're cordial. We're friendly. We chat quite often.
Did anything in particular make you cringe?
Yeah, but I was prepared. I was prepared for a year for that initial big house that we had, the $35 million, mm-hmm. like, you know, I for a year, I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to hear about this. I'm going to see this for like a while. And so, yeah, that was a little bit of a cringe to see that again. And there was probably a couple other things.
I wouldn't cringe too much about selling a mansion on the water in the Hamptons. There's nothing too cringy about that, buddy.
Call it by its name, Marine Boulevard. We all know it.
Marine Boulevard, I'll say it. It's an incredible house.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. I really liked, this was with Jimmy and JB, but I really liked when the owners of the house hated the staging. I thought that was so funny because it's hilarious. Again, I'm really into real estate, so just bear with me. But it's so funny to me what a big difference staging makes and how much people's vision of a house just really they respond to that. I mean, I'm sure this is obvious to you guys, but I think it's interesting to see that as someone who's not in the real estate industry to like get an inside look at how much you put into preparing the house to be seen and then having the owners hate it was hilarious. I really enjoyed that. Was there like some kind of part of the show that showed your industry in a way that you weren't expecting to see it?
Do you mind if I take this?
Go for it. Then I'll pick up on the back end.
So you're saying, can you say a question again? As I said, I was going to answer it, Juliet. I apologize.
Never apologize.
I'm like, yeah, I'll take that.
I'm just curious. Like, also, you're saying you're new to the business. So, like, did you see something from your industry on the show that you weren't really expecting or was different?
Well, what I noticed and I was most struck by, and this is truthfully what I saw, was that I couldn't believe from an outside perspective how high the stakes are and what we do. And then when I'm doing it, I think it's just an everyday thing, you know, staging a property, spending a lot of money on a party and a state and the staging of the property and then having a party, you know, hoping people show up. I was more nervous watching it than when I actually did my job. It's so different when you're watching it from the outside. I'm like, oh my God, will anybody show up? I'm like, wait, I did this party. This was my party. it's weird when you see it from the outside perspective, because when you're doing it, you're cool and collective. And then when you're seeing it later, like, how the hell did I pull that off? Sometimes you amaze yourself.
That's, you know, you're really positive, Mike. Great energy.
You gotta be. Listen, life is too short. You gotta be happy. So important.
What about you, Noel?
The question was anything that surprised me, right?
I need to streamline this question going forward.
We're Let's all the this. Same.
Good
we're,
feedback. We're... Good feedback.
So you want to know if there's anything that surprised me watching the show about the industry?
Yeah, but just in general, I mean, really, in addition to the way you were depicted.
I mean, no, nothing surprised me really. I've been in real estate out in the Hamptons for, you know, 4 years, but I was new to the team and the brokerage firm. So, you know, I kind of knew the ins and the outs of a lot of things before. But what was interesting was to see the open houses and the amount that and the lengths that we go to get people there and invest and like have a good party and a themed event. That was new to me. That wasn't something I'd done before. I'd been primarily doing like sort of off market quiet deals. Mm. And that was the reason why I joined Nest Seekers, because they have this, you know, they're in a national brokerage firm and they got the exposure, and I wanted to be able to pick up some bigger listings and you know, get that exposure. So it was interesting to dive in and see, all right, open houses. How do you set up an open house? How do you tell everybody about the open house? Like, what do you invest? And then have owners kind of want to see how far you're willing to go to get a house sold.
Interesting. What was the deal with the yacht? I didn't know that like a brokerage would own a yacht. Whose was that?
So when I saw that, you know, the team needed a little bit of time off, the CEO is one phone call away, and he makes things happen. So yes, we have an incredible Nest Seekers yacht that we take, you know, a lot of our private clients, which Noel knows a lot about and is involved with, and those NDAs, we call them the non-disclosure agreements. Those, you know, high net worth individuals that we do not, you know, really talk about and we keep quiet that we work with. And, you know, you wine and dine them on the boat a little bit, you know, you got to get them going.
Wow.
If you got a client who's looking to buy in the Hamptons, let's say it's a Manhattan family, you kind of want to bring them out to the Hamptons and show them like a weekend of what their life would be like out in the Hamptons. So you show them a couple houses, take them to
lunch, waterfront experience.
Take them out on a boat.
Yeah.
All of that stuff is sort of a part of the process when you're kind of dealing in the high end.
I need to get high end then. I'd love a free boat ride around.
Anytime.
Okay.
Juliet, we'll take you for free, my love.
I mean, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm not that far away. Could make it happen.
There she goes.
Did you guys watch real estate TV shows before? Like, did you watch Million Dollar Listing or did you watch Selling Sunset? Or there's so many. Like, what was your familiarity with the genre?
My wife is the biggest fan of Selling Sunset. Loves the show. Who doesn't? I mean, there's so much with that. It's an incredible show. And I see my wife watching it and I'm just like watching little sports on my phone because that's all I get at this point. You know, she takes over. She had this beautiful baby of mine. You know, she gets to watch her TV shows when she gets done with work. And, you know, we have our little separate time with TV. But Selling Sunset's a big thing. Million Dollar Listing for me was a big show. I mean, Ryan Serhant's with our firm. So, being associated with that alone was a big deal. So that show is like one of my favorites. And then, you know, like all the HGTV. If you just want to watch like, you know, homes, HGTV is the way to go. You can see how to fix something, how to knock down a wall, what not to knock down, you know. It's pretty informative. So, you know, they're different. It depends on what you're looking for. If you want some spice, you come to Netflix, you come to us, and, you know, come to Million Dollar Listing, or you go to HGTV and you watch someone remodel a house.
I love both. What about you, Noel?
Yes.
Honestly, I had not seen a tremendous amount of unscripted real estate shows or reality TVs. When I watch TV, I watch Peaky Blinders on Netflix or like The Office.
I fucking love Peaky Blinders.
I can never understand what you're saying.
Subtitles, man. Just turn on the subtitles.
That's what I have to turn on.
Peaky Blinders. I love that show. Seriously.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite. It's the best.
Michael is just one of the best characters on television ever. Ever.
Me or just me? Peaky Blinders?
No, the guy.
Which Michael?
Cillian Murphy's character.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy. But to answer your question, no. So it was a little bit like I kind of show up sometime for filming and it's like, all right, what do you guys want me to do? Nothing, just be yourself. We're just the fly on the wall. And so it was like weird getting used to that. I need like direction. I probably do really well in like a scripted show, but this is just unscripted, pretend we're not here, go about business as usual.
Mike, what was the feedback like from your wife specifically for your line about about your 30 years line for your, yes, as you point down, what was her feedback on that?
Well, she knows me very well. So anybody that knows me for any length of time, I handle life with a lot of levity and I try to bring, you know, a smile to every part of my day because, you know, things are really tough in life. So, you know, she knows me and she knows that's something I would say. So as soon as she heard it, she just started hysterically laughing. And then, you know, my mother, my father texted me, what is wrong? Like, you know, it's just so funny. And, like, you know, all my friends that know me, like, all full free, being full free, you know, they appreciated the authenticity, you know, the authentic side that I bring. I really, I said, I'm going to be me and see how it goes and hope it goes well. And it's been fun.
Are you from the Hamptons? You are, right? Southampton?
Yeah. So I'm my parents live actually, we lived out east in Selden. So we're about 45 minutes from Southampton because I went to school in Huntington, New York, which was west of the island. That's like almost by Brooklyn, kind of. That's what it reminds me of. And we didn't even have bus services out there. So me and JB in high school, JB's father, everyone got together and we actually had a house right by the high school. So imagine 16, 17 year olds getting an awesome house in high school to use. It was like a fraternity at a young age.
Did you live there?
A lot of fun. What? Yeah, pretty much.
What do you mean you got a house? How did you get a house?
So it was a rentable property the parents get together, they acquire the property. Who knows how they do it? And it was the only way. There was no, you know, we lived out east. We lived on the East End. And, you know, we all were big football guys. So me and JB played football. And it was like the New York State number one football school. So it's like, you know, all the best football players, you got to go there because you'll get into the best football colleges. You'll go to the NFL. None of us went to the NFL. I'm on Netflix. Me and JB are both on Netflix. So, you know, we're real estate agents. So, you know, we ran with the football dream and, you know, our parents sacrificed for us. And I mean, now as being parents and getting older, you realize like, wow, they really sacrificed traveling out east to go out to Huntington all the time, to go all the way out west. You know, these are out east people. You know, it's incredible. And now being a parent, I see that side of it. And I'm going to do the same thing for Luca. If he wants to go all the way to Huntington, I'll take him. I don't think I'm going to be able to get him a house like our parents did for us. But, you know, maybe there'll be a rental opportunity that makes sense for a flip. But, I want him to experience everything I experienced.
And Noel, how did you end up in the Hamptons?
Oh, gosh. So I was in Minnesota. I moved to Manhattan in
2015.
And then while I was in the city, I was sort of like consulting for developers, helping them to raise money for projects, and met a couple Hamptons builders who kind of became clients, partners. And I raised them a bunch of money for some deals in Southampton. And I was like, you know what, let me head out to the Hamptons to be closer to the action. I've never, you know, everything I'd done virtually.
Wow.
So I've never visited.
You're raised very millions ahead of the curve with COVID, ready to go virtually.
A little bit. And so I'd raised millions and millions of dollars for these guys. And I was like, let me go out to the Hamptons. Yeah, millions.
I
came out here. Yeah. And that's how I made it out here, is from some builders I had been working with.
It seems like you guys are pretty good friends. I feel like that didn't come through in the show. But were you yeah. Have you gotten closer in the last year and a half?
So Noel, if you'd like to start, talk about our relationship.
Like 2 weeks after 2 weeks after filming Wrapped, we were like buddies. It's like, no, I think the show, you know, it was 3 months that was trimmed down to 3 hours. And so all the footage we didn't use, you could probably make two more shows out of all the footage that didn't make the cut. That kind of showed us, like, you know, I had open houses at dinners that we went to. We all went to polo together. And, it, you know, so there was a lot of footage that probably would have showed us getting along and being really good friends. But we went through an experience together and it's only made us kind of, stronger.
Yeah. See if I could just add to that, Juliet.
Of course. Yeah. Please.
Thank you, love. Thank you, love. So, you know, the one thing about our business is we're not selling paper like The Office. You know, we're selling multi-million dollar properties. So things can get a little crazy in the office. It doesn't matter who you're working with. When business is business, you know, there could be some conversations that can get a little ugly. But as soon as we all, you know, take our jackets off and we're all out to eat, we laugh about it. And we're like, oh my God, Fulfrey, how'd you get so pissed off about that? Or Noel or whatever. You know, we all are just, you know, we all understand that, you know, it's tough when you're under pressure. And then on top of it, just, you know, all our own, you know, things going on with our personal lives. You know, I want to make my wife happy. You know, there's so many different things and facets to our business and personal lives that now we're all put in this position together. And it's different. We experience something that no one else has experienced. It's like going to college, your first year. You know, you remember meeting your first dorm mate. Like, it's like, you know, you're both in, everyone's in this vulnerable position. Nobody really knows each other. No one's going to know what's going to happen. It's kind of like what happened with us. It's like we become a family. It's like we have each other's back. No one else experienced what we experienced. And, you know, being on this major platform, I love the kid. I mean, this is what we do. And there's a lot of mutual respect in what we do because we know what it takes. For Noel to get these $10 million listings, we know what it takes. So that there's a mutual respect that cannot be broken. I mean, it's, you know, I have, and Noel, we have respect for all the agents out here. I mean, it is 90% of you fail in your first year. It's a really hard business to make it. So at a point, there's a level of respect that you have to have for every agent that is selling or functioning out here because it's a shark tank.
Has anyone left? Are Peggy, Jimmy, and JB still there as well?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's still intact. Yeah.
You're both looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, why would anyone leave? Sorry.
Who would leave now? No, it's not the time to leave.
I know. It's crazy. These interest rates just pushing people to buy houses and I guess into rent in the Hamptons.
Yeah. No. We're all completely together and again, to Minoel's points, we experiencing this in such a unique way. It's brought us even closer. You know, it's been interesting, and because you get to see yourself from like an outside perspective too. You learn a lot about yourself.
So many people come out of reality TV with not this perspective. So this is very. I'm so thrilled that you guys enjoyed your experience. I covered The Bachelor. Many more mixed feelings about that than I think that you guys have about your experience.
Yeah. I mean, how many people get the chance to be
the next Bachelor?
Yeah.
Well,
let's
do it. Bro. Let's go.
Let's do it. Yeah. I love it.
I'll do it. Sign me up.
We also need a Selling Sunset
crossover.
Selling Sunset $1 million beach house crossover.
East Coast, West Coast?
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, you know, Heather is now engaged to Tariq Al-Musa. There's just there are so many real estate connections. Noel doesn't know who that is because he doesn't watch HGTV. No big deal. There's like, you know, there's just a lot of crossover you could do. And also, Chrishell, she's on Dancing with the Stars. So you still might be on ABC. We can't rule it out yet.
I know. You know what? I have to say my buddy JB really wants it. If any of the guys or Peggy, if we get the chance to be on Dance with the Stars, I'll run with it because I got to lose this 40 pounds from COVID. I gained a good 40 pounds. I got the COVID curse, 40 pounds on. I got to get it all.
COVID curves, feel free.
Exactly. The COVID curves. That's what I'm going to do. I'm stealing that from you.
That is really good. I'm going to steal it too.
I'm stealing that because that's my excuse. It's because I'm staying home. I have to stay home. So
we
that's why
do.
I gained.
It's what all
are you
good.
Gonna do? Yeah.
You look great from this angle. Guys.
Thank you.
It was really nice to meet you. Wish you the best of luck. I hope there's a season two. Have you heard yet?
You saw the end, the cliffhanger, right? we gotta give people more.
We got to give the people what they want, as my friend David Jacoby and Jalen Rose say.
We hope for the best. We hope for it.
Me too. And if not, we'll try to get you on Dancing with the Stars and or The Bachelor.
That'd be awesome.
Have a great afternoon,
Noel,
guys.
Noel for The Bachelor.
Yeah, exactly. Noel for The Bachelor. And Mike for Dancing with the Stars. And maybe JB as well.
Or any Food Network channel. Any Netflix, any edible, like all these any awesome edible. Cake shows. Like I would do any cake show.
My God. So you're open for business, whatever the unscripted opportunity might be.
Yeah, I'm open for solicitation. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, guys. It was great to meet you. Good luck with everything.
Pleasure. Thanks so much, Juliet.
Bye.
Thank you, Juliet. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.